experiences such as unconditional love, unlimited sharing, and emotional and physical healing will be possible because of them. You will have come to know at last that it is impossible to avoid responsibility for the experience of another, for there is no other. There is only you, expressing in a multiplicity of forms. Because of this knowingness, everything will change. The shift will be so dramatic, so pervasive, and so complete that the world as you now experience it will seem like a nightmare that has finally ended, and indeed, you will have truly awakened. The time of your awakening is at hand. The moment of your renewal, of your recreation, is upon you. You are about to recreate yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. This is the agenda of your worldwide society in the new millennium. You yourself have set this agenda. You have called it forth. You have already set it into motion. Human beings everywhere are moving into alignment with it. They are joining hands in this recreation. East is meeting West. Whites are embracing people of color. Religions are merging. Governments are adapting. Economies are expanding. In everything, you are moving to a global approach, adopting a global perspective, creating a global system. There will be chaos before the shift. This is natural in advance of any shift of this proportion. For you are not merely changing your way of doing things. You are shifting your whole idea of who you are, as a person, as a collection of nations, as a species. And so there will be chaos, created largely by those who do not want to make the shift, who cannot accept the end of better and the new gospel of oneness. There will also be those who are simply afraid that such a change will produce a loss of control over one's whole life, a surrendering of personal and national identity. None of these outcomes will occur. The shift will not mean the disappearance of ethnic or national or cultural distinctions. It will not mean the dishonoring of traditions or the disowning of heritage or the disassembling of families, tribes, or communities. On the contrary, the shift will produce a strengthening of those ties as you come to realize that you can experience them without having to do so at the expense of another. The shift will not mean the end of that which makes you different, but only the end of that which makes you divided. Differences and divisions are not the same thing. Differences confirm and make possible your experience of who you are. Divisions confuse and render impossible that experience. Without the differences between here and there, up and down, fast and slow, hot and cold, none of these things could be experienced. Yet there is no division between here and there, up and down, fast and slow, hot and cold. These are merely different versions of the same thing. Similarly, there are no divisions between black and white, male and female, Christian and Muslim. These are merely different versions of the same thing. When you see this, then you too will have made the shift. You will have become part of the new society in which you honor diversity, but not division. You do not have to disappear as an individual in order to experience oneness. That is the great fear, of course. The great fear is that oneness will mean sameness, and that that which separates you from the whole will disappear. Thus you will disappear, and so the struggle against oneness is a struggle for survival. Yet oneness will not put an end to your survival as an individual expression of the whole. Rather, it will allow it. Right now, you are killing each other out of your love for yourself and your beliefs and your hatred of others and theirs. You have it constructed that in order to survive as an individual person, race, religion, or nation, you have to make sure that no one else survives. This is your myth called survival of the fittest.
Living the new gospel of oneness, you will not have to fight for survival, but will guarantee it by not fighting for it. The simple solution which has so long evaded you will change everything.
You will stop fighting for survival the day you realize that you cannot fail to survive. You will stop killing each other the day you realize that there is no other.
Life is eternal, and there's only one of us.
These two truths render pointless virtually everything you have done in your life. When understood, they will transform your life, turning it into a glorious expression of the grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are.
Life is eternal, and there is only one of us.
These two truths summarize everything and change everything.
Life is eternal, and there is only one of us.
These two truths are all you will ever need to know. What does it mean to have a friendship with God? It means having wisdom such as this at your fingertips, anytime, any place, anywhere. It means never wondering ever again what to do, how to be, where to go, when to act, or why to love. All the questions disappear when you have a friendship with God, because I will bring you all the answers. In truth, I will not bring you any answers at all, but simply show you that you have brought them with you when you came into this life, that you have had them all along. I will show you how to call them forth, how to have them radiate from your being in the space of any problem, any challenge, any difficulty, so that in fact problems, challenges, and difficulties are no longer a part of your life, but will be replaced by simple experiences. To the outer world, it may very well appear as if nothing, in fact, has changed. And in actual fact, nothing may have changed. You may continue to be confronted with the same conditions. Only you will sense the difference. Only you will notice the shift. It'll be an experience of your inner world, yet it will begin to affect your outer world as well. And while others may not see a change in your conditions, they will see a change in you. They will wonder about this change. They will marvel at it. And eventually, they will inquire about it.
What will I tell them?
Tell them the truth. The truth shall set them free. Tell them that nothing has changed in your outer world. You still have toothaches. You still have bills to pay. You still put your pants on one leg at a time. Tell them that you still face conditions you once described as less than perfect. You still confront all the rough and tumble encounters of life. Tell them that nothing has changed but your experience.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
What do you understand the word experience to mean?
Well, the Random House Dictionary of the English Language defines experience as the totality of the cognitions given by perception. All that is perceived, understood, and remembered.
Good. And so when you know life's great truths, what changes is the totality of your cognitions. Your experience includes all that is perceived, understood, and remembered. That is the important word, remembered. In short, your experience changes when you remember totally who you really are. I'm here to help you remember. You are here to help others remember. As you remember, you remember. That is, become a member once again of the body of God. You become one with all that is, though the part of you that expresses the whole in a specific individuation does not disappear, but quite to the contrary, appears more gloriously than ever before. When your individual expression is that glorious, others may call you God, or the Son of God, or the Buddha, the Enlightened One, the Master, the Holy One, or even the Savior.
And you will be a Savior, come to save everyone else from forgetfulness, from not remembering their oneness, from acting as if they were separate from one another.
You will spend your life working to end this illusion of separateness, and you will join with others who are doing so also.
You have been waiting for these others. You've been waiting for them to show up in your life to make themselves known to you. Now you have found each other, and you are no longer alone in this work.
This is what it means to have a friendship with God. It means to no longer be alone.
So now as you go about your day-to-day life, know and understand that nothing is ever going to be the same. Your friendship with me has changed everything. It has brought you my partnership and my love, my wisdom and my awareness.
You will now be aware, and you will be aware that you are aware. You will walk in wakefulness. You will grok in fullness.
Except when you do not.
There may be times when you will slip back into forgetfulness, when you imagine yourself to be other than who you really are. In those times in particular, use our new friendship. Call on my name, and I will be there. I will show you to your answers. I will lead you to your wisdom. I will give you back to yourself.
And this then do for all others. Give people back to themselves. This is your assignment. This is your mission. This is your purpose.
And through their friendship with you, will they come to know that they have a friendship with God.
My story ends here for now. It's June 29th, 1999, 6:25 in the morning. I've been up since 2:30 a.m. in my cozy office in my wonderful home in the rolling hills outside of Ashland, Oregon, finishing this book. I've been looking to see what would come through to bring it to an end. That last chapter did it for me. There's nothing more to say. All of it is here. All of it is clear. When you are aware, and when you are aware that you are aware, there's nothing more to ask. I'll leave my personal narrative where I began it, in Conversations with God, Book 1. From the campground near Ashland, I went back to real life. But I wanted to make a life this time, rather than just a living. This was the source of much of my sadness during the years before writing the first Conversations with God book, before writing my angry letter to God. This was the source of much of my unhappiness in relationships. I've since learned two important questions to ask in life. Where am I going? Who is going with me? I've also learned never to transpose those questions again, never to ask the second one first and then change the first to suit the second. Now I have a wonderful life. I'm blessed with my wonderful wife, Nancy, and with wonderful friends. And my most wonderful friend of all is God. I do have a friendship with God, and I use it every day. That's what friends are for, to be used. That's what God loves us to do. God says, use me. Those are the two magic words. Those are the words that will change your life. When you hear God say those words, your life will change. And when others hear you say those words, your life will change. Those words are even more powerful than I love you. Because when you say use me, you are saying I love you, and a great deal more. You're saying I love you, and I'm going to show you right now. This is what God says. This is what God says all the time. Now I'm sure this statement is difficult to accept for people who suffered trauma and injury and deep wounds in their lives. Yet I promise you it's true. Even our darkest moments are gifts. That is what every master has taught us. And either it's so, or every master has been lying to us. I don't think the Buddha was a liar. I don't think Jesus was into fibbing. I don't think Muhammad was pulling our leg. I think that salvation from the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune lies in our beingness. To be or not to be, that is the question. To be who we really are, or to be something less than that is the choice. What God has given us in this dialogue will change our lives and can change the world. This is powerful stuff. So share it. Give it away. Go out and preach the new gospel. Do not ignore the opportunities that present themselves every day to share this message. Yet remember that the most effective way to share it is to be it. I choose now to dedicate the rest of my life to that being. I invite you to do the same.
My wonderful and glorious children, my new friends all.
Yours has been a difficult and challenging path, yet now you have found your way home. You have overcome obstacles, met challenges, healed injuries, resolved conflicts, removed blockages, asked questions, and heard your own answers in your efforts to return to me. Your work is now over. Your joy has just begun. Let it be your joy now to return others to me, to show others the way home, to give others back to themselves. For that is where home is, and that is where I am, living in the hearts and as the souls of every member of the body of God.
Go home to your own heart, and you will find me there. Unite again with your own soul, and you will unite again with me.
Have faith, for I tell you that you and I can be different, but we cannot be divided. Go then and end the division among you. Celebrate your differences, yet end your divisions, and join in the unified expression of the one truth. I am all there is.
Have hope, for my love for you will never end, nor will it ever know a limitation or a condition of any kind.
Have love, then, for each other as an expression of me.
In your decision to be an expression of God, will you be glorified? In your choice to experience your unity with God and with all things, will you be self-realized? In your determination to know the truth, will you show the truth in deed? Not merely in thought, not merely in word, but in deed.
You have been deeded a place in the kingdom of heaven and in the heart of God. These are your deeds. And when they are reflected in your deeds, you will have become a master indeed.
And know this, mastery is where you are headed. It is where you have said that you wish to go, and it is therefore where I am leading you, and where I invite you to lead each other.
Have now a friendship with God, and cause others to know that in their friendship with you, they have a friendship with God, for you and I are one. And thus you are the God they would befriend.
They too are the God you would befriend. You cannot experience having a friendship with God if you do not have a friendship with each other, because I am the other. There is no other, other than me. When you know this, you know the greatest secret. It is time now to go out and live that secret. Live it with faith. Share it with hope. Demonstrate it with love.
Especially go now and live your love, and do not merely speak of it. For if you speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, you are but a clanging cymbal. And if you have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if you have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, you are not expressing the grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, for it knows that there is no such thing as right and wrong. Love bears all things, knows all things, endures all things, embraces all things, yet forgives nothing. For love knows that nothing and no one needs to be forgiven.
Love never ends. As for your prophecies, they will pass away. As for your tongues, they will cease. As for your knowledge, it will grow and change. For your knowledge now is imperfect, yet when you realize at last that all is perfection, imperfect knowledge will pass away, as will your calling imperfect anything in your life. When you were a child, you spoke as a child. You thought as a child. You reasoned as a child. But now you have grown in spirit and have given up childish ways. Then you saw in a mirror dimly, but now face to face, for we are now friends. Then you knew in part. Now you understand fully, even as you are fully understood. That is what it means to have a friendship with God.
I leave these pages now, but not your heart, and never your soul. I cannot leave your soul, because I am your soul. Your soul is made of what I am. Go then, my soul partner, and live in faith, hope, and love. these three, yet know that the greatest of these is love. Spread it, share it, be it, wherever you are.
And yours will be a light that can truly light the world.
I love you, you know that.
I know you do.
And I love you.